Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What are you drinking?
We here at the SC Talk are on a very, very slow crawl to the finish line on a what's been a long season. It was 20 weeks last year. We're trying to get through 25 rounds. We've got limited trades. We've ruined them all. JT here and joined by Lakey. How are you, mate?
I'm okay, mate. Are you still crawling? I think I've come to a dead stop.
I've crawled backwards. Don't worry, mate. I've fallen way down the ladder, hit my ugly mug on every single rung. And I think everyone's overtaken me. I'm down to like 4.5K or something in the space of 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I've had a fall from grass.
Absolute free fall. For anybody who follows me on Twitter, they would have seen that I took the punt last week on playing Tane Milne over Nico Hines, considering the timeshare that was happening at Melbourne, and it absolutely bit me in the ass to the tune of 60 points. So, yeah, I've just about packed it in. I've started looking today officially at guys I might keep an eye on for 2022.
Yeah, that's the old, you're almost getting the calculator out, as the coaches do and the fans of their teams. Mine's officially out, having lost to the Tigers last week. But, you know, when there's a bit of hope. But I like that. Ever the astute statistician, super coach, extraordinaire in yourself, already looking to next year. So, yeah, I think that's the best thing we have to look forward to. I don't know how many head-to-head finals I'm in. I think two, maybe three. It's been a terrible run. Anyone that's got me, you're absolutely welcome. What's your current state? What are you playing for?
I just, as I always do, I just try and climb the ranks as high as possible. But the last couple of weeks, it's been an absolute shitfall. As far as head-to-heads go, I think of my eight leagues, I'm in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 final series, but that's not including my two main leagues. I got booted in both of those. So yeah,
are those finals where you're playing like the bottom eight? I'm in a fair few of those.
Oh no! This is I think I came 17th in our league. In the other main league that I was sort of focusing on, I came 16th or 15th, and every other league I finished top four, I think. It's just the way that head-to-head go. You try and punch out as many top scores as you can, and it just varies against who you play on any given week. So it's all luck in the head-to-heads.
Absolutely is. Well, it's head-to-head for some and a bit others, maybe targeting overall, because it's a huge moving couple of weeks, given all the carnage in and around us. I think it just goes to show anyone who has saved trades and done the right thing in that regard and not blown them on shitty buy round players is absolutely laughing at the minute, because they can do whatever they want. It's one of the great strategic moves, I think, having this such a long season, the COVID issues and the way the game's being played. I mean, injuries are just happening left, right, and center, as well as suspensions.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but I've had three or four guys currently in my side rubbed out. Angus Crichton gone, CHN gone. Who else?
Madison.
Ryan Madison, he's gone. Victor Radley, he's out. Jerome Hughes gone. Sean Johnson, I've still got him. He's out for the year.
Yep.
Who else? Suwali, he's down there. He's gone. Tommy Turbo, the big one.
Big question
gone,
mark,
but he's in.
Yeah. And for me, Brennan Smith, who's getting a rest this week of all weeks. So, yeah, I've managed to actually scrape together 17 players, but one of them's Kurt Capewell, who's named in the 17 jersey for the Panthers. So I'm really scraping the bottom of the barrel, but I know there's plenty of people in worse situations than myself.
That's it. I've got Makahisi Makatoa in that fable jersey 17. He actually got, we were talking about him last week, being that thank God he's just there because I need a warm body. He got 41. He was almost top scorer for Parramatta in 37 minutes. So I will well and truly need him this week, given the auto emergency I have with Jerome and SJ. But anyway, that's here on my team. We haven't even got a run sheet. It's at the point of the year where it's just whatever 17 you can cobble together, go for it. But we will chat a little bit about strategy for those who might have trades. There's a few positions we've talked about in that sea of carnage that might be ones to target for anyone looking to climb the rankings.
In saying that, can we focus on my team a little bit? I have one trade left. I made the very astute call to reverse my trades late on Thursday afternoon. Instead of getting Ruben Garrick, I decided to run with the team I had. So that cost me 200 points, which was nice. But it means I have one trade up my sleeve and just a litany of just issues. I don't know where to start. So we can.
Okay. Well, I like that. Let's dissect your team. I love it. All right. We're going to have, we're going to break this up into segments. So we'll chat a couple of minutes on all the ins and outs. By now, it's Wednesday. Everyone should know about it. If you don't, just check your teams. You're probably going to have 16, 15, 17, 18 if you're lucky, but it's just absolutely everyone will be affected. We'll chat on a little bit of those guys. We'll talk about some of the positions that are of interest to us, and then we'll go dissect Lakey's team, how to ruin your whatever run to head-to-head finals that you might have, whatever it may be. So let's break it up that way. It's not going to be the usual team lists and trades and all that, because who has those bad boys? But let's start with a little bit of news.
Jesus.
I think we just...
You've gone the premium intro for the last couple of weeks.
You know, just throwing things at walls and seeing what will stick. But there you go, just mixing up the soundboard a little bit there. But as we've said, a fair bit of news coming out. We covered all the scratchings and the suspensions, I think, in my little rundown. And we did talk briefly on one Tommy Turbo, but I think his name at the top of everyone's list, tip of the tongue, all that kind of thing. Thankfully, being played in the early game, Friday 6 p.m. So just two games into the week, we should know well and truly whether or not he's going ahead. But as of Wednesday, 7:19 p.m. Lakey, is he in or out?
I've heard he's in. So he's been named in the team sheets. He came out of that game with a sore cheek, and it was bone bruising. Then it was a fracture, and he was missing the rest of the regular season. And then it was just he got hit on a plate that's covering a previous fracture, and it shifted that a bit, and he should be all right. And he's asked Dez if he can play. So I think that's the latest, but I mean, anything can happen, could have happened in the last 5 minutes since we jumped on. So I just don't know. It'll be squeaky bum time leading up to that early six Friday game.
It certainly will be. I mean, if he's out, that's chaos.
That's 16 for me.
Coaches.
Yeah, that's it. That's a free run at the VC. And I mean, I've got 17, so it's a free run at the VC anyway. You can chuck in anybody. But yeah, he's got a really good matchup too with the Raiders. They've given up heaps of points. And they played Melbourne last week. As I said, Hines was in a timeshare and he knocked out 72 points from the fullback position. So Tom could be anything this week. I hope he gets up.
Got a real thing for timeshares. I've heard that probably 17 times over the last two podcasts, mate. Are you planning a holiday purchase at all?
Yeah, so we're the whole family, we're getting into it. No, I can't afford a timeshare, mate. Jesus Christ.
I think I know a Nigerian prince that can hook you up.
Cool.
But anyway, let's talk. Okay, we don't know if he's in. We don't know if he's out. He's currently in the team list, but then you're hearing journos come out and say, you know, he's named, but he's not going to get there, and other people, conspiracy theorists, whatever it might be, the Dez is just going to rest him anyway, as he's done before. But let's look at the scenario. So best thing, he plays. Are you captaining him?
Vice-captain, I think, considering the early game and a free loop chance, so may as well.
I thought the same thing initially, and I thought if he's going to get out there, I'll just chuck the C on him, don't worry about it. The only issue is I've got no real VC loop options because Jerome Hughes, who it would have been the free shot at the stumps, happens to play in the first game.
Yeah.
So I can't stick the captaincy on him. It's kind of ruined. So
you got 17 flat?
I have 16 that I can start, and then I'll have my boy Makatoa, who will come in as auto emergency for Jerome Hughes.
Oh,
so 17.
Right. So you're getting the AE anyway.
I am. So it means that if I did stick the VC on Turbo and then want to use it, I'm copying a nutmeg, a duck egg, whatever you want to call it. definitely not a nutmeg. But yeah, it's an awkward one.
Yeah.
So I was more leaning towards if I wasn't to captain Turbo, my next option was James Tedesco. And I'm kind of in the same boat with the VC stuff. Anyways, it's either I captain them or I don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There was really not a lot of other options in and around that. Cody Walker, I guess he's been in pretty rare form of late, but he's coming up against Penrith. So, I mean, that kind of put a bit of doubt there. None of the forwards that I've got I could trust. Papali's fallen off a cliff, still playing a prop as well, so probably not going to get too many points. Centre wing, I've got Nico, Ramey, and Tupo Nofaluma, who have been patchy at lately. And then Campbell Graham returning, thank God for that, and Bradman Best. I'm just looking around. I don't see a lot of options screaming off the list.
No.
So it's going to be captain one of the fullbacks, and I'm just trying to decide which one, really. Before we get into your dissecting the team, what do I do, mate? Please tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. I think if Turbo plays, you chuck the straight C on him. He's been just insane this year. The only man in the history of the game with multiple 200-plus games, and obviously the all-time record holder, he's got another two 190-plus games this year and just knocked out a 178, 179, was it, last weekend. But, I think you just go straight with him. If he's out there, he's going to be, you know, hunting the Dally M and trying to get Manly to secure a top four spot and blah, blah, blah. So he'll be in everything if he's out there and 100%. He could knock up a 150 in, you know, 65, 70 minutes.
That's a smart play. But what about if I'm trying to just, you know what, I'm slipping down the ladder.
Who cares? When everyone else is zagging?
Yes, yeah. Precisely. James Tedesco?
Yeah, it's not a bad play at all either. The Dragons have given up a couple of big games lately. Just bear with me. I'll bring up my little spreadsheet.
Wilfred would remember these off by heart, mate.
Yeah.
This is what we need to work on in the offseason.
So I've got a job and family and kids that, you know, and I know he's got that too, but he's just a ridiculous man.
Your first and only love, Lakey.
Oh, absolutely. And I didn't say they were the priority by any means.
Damn kids, damn wife, damn job.
Yeah, I know. All these things demanding attention when all I want to do is spit super coach numbers. So, yeah, the Dragons are giving up 73 points per game. They just gave up 96 to Dylan Edwards last week. Before that, a 63, a 123, a 69, Lel, and a 78. So they're doing, you know, giving up heaps of points to the position. And a couple of probably lesser named guys in that run too. So someone like Tedesco with the Roosters absolutely having the world to play for as they try and sneak up into the top four as well, then, yeah, that's he could do it. And let's say the
daytime game,
nice and hopefully dry. The Dragons have just been woeful too, like just of late, just in their performance, in their effort. Turning up in the fact that they tried to, apparently, if you believe the reports, they were considering giving Jack DeBell in the captaincy the week after women's round just happened. So, I mean, they're in all sorts.
Certainly are. I mean, but thank God they got Josh McGuire there to steady the ship.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the conundrum. I think absolutely hallelujah if Tommy Turbo plays. Didn't look like it that he would be, but I mean, everyone's got him in their sights. I think the real consideration is what do you do with captaincy? Because I know a lot of people are leaning towards him. As you said, it's a smarter play, but if you need to zag when people are zigging, then I really like James Tedesco. No real other major ins and outs, I mean, that we know of. Everyone knows all the players that they've been affected by. Looking around the traps, was there any surprise moves or anything else that might have shocked you? I mean, Papa Lee's still at prop. We saw what it did to him last week in that blowout against Manly. He was very uninvolved. He's fallen way off the wagon. And I'm pretty sure I didn't even want to go back and check. And I'm pretty sure it coincides with me bringing him in.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that sounds about right.
It happened to Brian Toe. It happened to everyone else. So whatever. I'll own it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. There wasn't a lot to get excited about.
No, nothing crazy. The thing that caught my eye was David Fifita being named in the 12 jersey officially on the field. We don't know if he's going to be relegated to the bench come kickoff, but so that's good news for him. He only scored, what, 31 last week in just an awful game for the Titans, but they play the Storm this week, so could be much of the same, unfortunately, for them and him. So that little bit of joy we have with him being named in the starting side could be quickly ruled out on Thursday night.
Nico Hines as well, moving to halves. So everyone's paying. I had to play him last week, so that was pretty good, but didn't get much better from there. But yeah, he's a good shout. You got Pappenhausen in the one and then Harry Grant at nine. So amazingly, they have all these outs and yet they fill them with absolute guns. So that is the Melbourne Storm recipe to success. There you go. Every other team should follow it. But yeah, it's going to be a fun round 23, I think. Just scrounge around whoever you can. But that's for us mortals who have wasted all their trades. It's in the next segment, chat around some of the people we would be targeting. Just finding any old soundbite there.
Is that a precursor to all the Cowboys you're going to be bringing in for the next couple of weeks?
Oh, mate, I was thinking about it the other year. It was in a similar spot. Season was over. I've been floating to the top 1K on like two out of the last three, I think. But in the one I wasn't, I got to a pod with Wenin, and basically we just said, all right, who should I bring in for a laugh? And I landed on Jesse Bromwich.
There you go.
Somehow I actually had a trade in the last round of the year. There you go.
And you chose Jesse Bromwich.
Yeah, decided.
Good for you.
Well, yeah, I was like 10,000th or something, so who cares? But he ended up getting held up over the line twice, so just to cap off the year. But no, it is that stage of the year where I might as well bring a Cowboy if I could. But the people who have the trades, the luxury of trades, maybe you fell asleep at the wheel and you saved some like an idiot, and now you've got plenty to use in the run home. What a dream run it may be for you. But there are three positions, I think, that are going to be worth targeting. First one's going to be hooker. Mm-hmm. So we've seen all the outs. You've got Victor Radley. He's been scratched. More highly owned Brandon Smith. He's gone for a week just to resting at this stage. But outside of that, there's a lot of slim pickings, but obviously one superstar we'll chat about. Second row, that has quickly just evaporated. We've talked about the names. Crichton gone, Maddo gone, Harry Wirinara gone. Really not a lot to love in Brandon Smith as well if you've got him there. It's a tough spot to fill. And usually at this stage of the year, we're just filling it with guns and forget about it, but not this year. And then halfback. A lot of outs, as we said, Sean Johnson, Jerome Hughes, my very own combination. A lot of people have Matty Burton in there, might not be at the top of the crop. So, for you guys to talk about the start of hooker, Harry Grant.
That's it. That's the one and anyone else? The one and only. I mean, everyone's probably still hanging on. I know I am to Jaden Brayley. He's not doing too much at the moment, but you know that's kind of to be expected, I guess. The Knights are pretty woeful.
Green
as well.
Against his name. The green against his name is all that we need.
Yeah, I'll say that's exactly right. But, I don't think there's too many others that you probably will be too concerned at this stage. No one's really shifting the dial, the excitement dial at all.
No, not particularly. But it is a spot when you're thinking about a guy like Jaden Brayley, who's going to be one of the, you know, unless you've got an absolute pod, one guy that most people are running with this week. And he's potting out, you know, 40s and 50s. Where do you see Harry Grant scoring this week? How high above that based on his current form and the fact he's got the starting jersey back
at
for, I think,
starting jersey,
time?
Yeah. I'd be looking sort of floor. He sort of looks at a 65, 70 floor most weeks, young Harry. And as an 80-minute player, I would assume, I don't think there's anybody on the bench that's going to steal a whole lot of minutes off him. He's probably sit between 70 and, you know, 110 is his range.
I'm going to try this Geordie accent on for size because we have a mate, Sparky Mark, who's from Newcastle in the UK, and he loves the Titans, but every time he gets to them, whenever he is actually gambling and hasn't deposit limited himself, he goes, "Oh, Titans always give up the points and through the hooker. So first try, surely. Surely number nine."
All right.
apologies to any Englishmen out there, but yeah, he reckons.
Don't apologize to them. Apologize to me to have to sit through that.
But no, the Titans love apparently giving up points to hookers, as he says. So Harry Grant, not only a buyer for this week, but an absolute first try or any time try scorer steal. So one to look out for the punters out there. But I think he, given that matchup that he's got, and the fact he could probably move down, we reckon Brandon Smith's out for a week. Mm-hmm. So if you just shuffle him down, trade out one of your 700 non-playing second row forwards who are quite highly priced, and you're going to run with that Smith grand combination to see the season out.
That's right.
Yeah, why not? It's just absolutely shitting points at the moment between both of them. Great matchup for Harry. I think that is a definite position to target this week for those with trades. Moving down to second row, not so many guns. So I had a quick flick through some of the higher scoring players over the last couple of months that are actually playing, and it's really a bit of a, well, it's a desert at the minute. Normally the guys we're seeing, they're all the ones that are getting scratched. So you're having a look at, say, the three-round averages. Number one on the list, Josh Curran.
Josh Curran. He has gone gangbusters in the starting role since he's got back from his injury. It's a shame that he was hurt when he did, because we're holding him to round 17 and probably still be in a lot of sides if he hadn't have got hurt. Yeah, 139 last week, just killing it, absolutely destroying it at the moment. Good for him.
100 before that as well. He's scoring tries, he's offloading and setting them up. Like, I don't know where he's gotten this from, but he's only played, I think, 18, 19 games. So he is very, very much a fresh face. So incredible run from him. And potting out 80 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's huge for, you know, a guy of his size and inexperience, particularly coming off those injuries. So he is... been head and shoulders the Warriors' best player, I think, over the last couple of weeks. So in a very rich vein of form. It's a time of year to chase points, whatever. It's the back end of the year. Warriors have still got it all to play for.
What do you got to lose?
And I like it. Yeah, exactly right. And he's got the Broncos this week as well. They've been a little bit better the last couple. But again, they you know, their season's out the door. Warriors have a lot more to play for. So another big scoring week I see for Josh Curran. And I guess the 80 minutes is a product of the Warriors having so many outs in that forward pack. Like, there's minutes.
That's it. I mean, what's his name? Old Jazz Tavunga. He dropped a 92 as well, playing as the starting lock. And when he basically couldn't get on the field for most of the season, but they've got that many outs. They have to play these guys when they play them big minutes, and they're doing the job.
Certainly do. So he is looking like a number one traded in forward for mm-hmm. this week. But a guy who was, that was the case last week, not so much this week, because he had a 49.
Yeah.
Cam Murray.
That's because you talked him up. That's
fallen.
What?
I think, well, we finally noticed him, called him out as being a great buy, and then goes and puts 49 in a side that put, was it 50 or whatever the hell, on the Titans last week. Still got 65 minutes. So a lot of that time was just spent watching Cody Walker and Latrell do their thing.
Well,
but still remains a very good buy.
I was going to say, we spoke about it a bit last week, and he was putting up those huge scores with tries every night. So, you know, that was bound to drop his score a little bit once he didn't get over the stripe. But a 49 is just awful for what you're expecting from Cameron Murray. And the next guy on the list under him, Luciano Leilua too, he's got a three-round average of close to 80 points, and he also dropped a 49 in a good win for the Tigers. So it's just they're very much attacking-reliant guys. Murray less so. You would expect him to get base stats and put up a solid floor, but...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, both of them can get over the stripe and put up a huge score as well. So it's a bit weird having them sitting at 2 and 3 in our three-round averages and just having such low scores.
So who would you go? You know, you're tossing a coin, you're trying to fit a guy into your second row this week with the luxury of a trade. Are you backing the guy with the hot hand? Are you going Joshy Curran?
I'd probably go Curran first out of the three. They play Broncos this week, then Canberra and the Titans to finish off. So it's a good run for attacking stats coming from those boys. And then number two for me would be Leilua. The Tigers also have a good run, so he could jag a couple of he got the Sharks this week and it finishes with the Bulldogs, Panthers in between, so that'll be a tough one. But, yeah, he should get a couple of points over those two games in 23 and 25.
So I reckon now that we talked up those sort of guys, I can just scroll down the list, and the guy who's going to outpoint them by 30 points will probably be, there you go, Tarik Sims.
I was going to say the same thing. It'll be Tarik Sims when he'll just drag a triple for some reason and fall over the line and just do us in. Another name I think you could look at, if anybody's looking for a downgrade option, Sean Blaw, who's been awful all year, but required to play now with Luke Garner, I think, done for the season. Correct me if wrong. Did his ankle pretty badly, but his last three games have been 52, 53, and 52. So solid scores if you're having to play him, and he's only at 240K. So if you do have, 270K. So if you do have a couple of trades up your sleeves for whatever reason, you've been like our mate Wenin and forgot to make trades throughout the season, so you've got some there. He could be a downgrade in order for you to get up to a Harry Grant in a different position.
Love it. And then the last on these positions is halfback. Couple of guys on this list may be a little more competitive than, say, the Harry Grant decision was, but DCE and Nathan Cleary, maybe starting with DCE, bit of a hot run with Manly, obviously on the back of Tommy Turbo. Risk is, if you're bringing him in, that Turbo's out and Manly regress. What do you see happening with DCE?
He's been so up and down, so hot and cold, and we spoke about it again. But, you know, he only had a 41 against Melbourne the week before and then a 96 last week against Parramatta. So that's sort of the Jekyll and Hyde that is Daly Cherry Evans at the moment. But, I mean, Canberra, Bulldogs, and then, I'm sorry to say, your boys in round 25.
How dare you?
That was their one tough game is what I was going to say. so it's a really good draw for him, and he should continue to put up solid scores. So it's a definite consideration at, what, 200K discount from Nathan Cleary?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think if price is a factor and, you know, you've got to save 200K, you don't have enough to go up to Cleary, who unfortunately didn't drop as much as many would have liked after last week.
I thought that was strange. I couldn't work it out personally. An 82 from a break even of 220, and he lost $30,000, so I don't know. My calculator's broken.
Looking at DC, he hasn't played the Raiders so far this year, but he has played the Cows and the Dogs, so he plays in the next couple of weeks. Against us, without Tommy Turbo, he got 148, and then against the Dogs, he got 119. So has absolutely put a few cricket scores up on some teams this year. The two he's facing are two of those. But Nathan Cleary, if you had the cash is not a factor. Are you going Cleary over DCE?
Probably. Just for the name more so than anything else. But, I mean, look at DCE. The Cowboys give up 80-plus points to right halves this year straight off the bat, so that's huge. And so he could win a couple of head-to-head finals over a guy like Nathan Cleary if you wanted to go that route.
Yeah, well, he's got, South Tigers, Para. Tigers and Para, well, I'm not sure. The West's probably out of those two are going to put up the bigger fight.
Yeah,
Para's
been
it in.
Woeful. So the way that the draw's lining up at the moment, if the Knights actually hold on and make that eight, we're currently lining up against the Eels, and I'm half excited about it.
Oh, mate, I miss the excitement of having a side in finals contention. It's been a long, long 4 years. Anyway, Parramatta, yeah, they're well and truly off the wagon. But I think the point with Cleary this year has been matchup proof. So every time he's come up against, say, Roosters or Melbourne, whatever it might be, in the past, it really hasn't affected him. So he hasn't actually played the Storm this year. There you go. But in the past, it just shows how versatile he is. He can find forced dropouts like no one else. He can. He's always in the mix. He's kicking goals from everywhere. Penrith as well looked to have turned a bit of a corner after a lull. So had a good win last week. But, yeah, plenty of it on the back of Cleary as well. He looked like he missed no time at all. One of the things I was concerned about back in the days when I could float it using my last trade on Cleary before I blew it, was the fact he's had that shoulder concern and everyone was saying how much of an impact it would have on him and the way he plays and everything like that.
It hasn't stopped his tackling, has it?
No, I think he made 25 without a miss last week or something incredible like that.
Is the shoulder
including
charging
a shoulder charge. Miss? Yep, absolutely. I don't know how they missed that, but he was not sighted. So there you go. Happy days for anyone that owns him. But, yeah, that was the big concern. I think it didn't look like he, you know, taken any time off. He looked raring to go. So I don't know. DC's got the recent form behind him, but Cleary, as you said, on brand name basis.
Yeah.
And the fact I wouldn't want to be coming up against him.
No, exactly right. And if you're worried about that South game this weekend, he played them in round 11 and dropped to 190. South were a far worse side at the time, I'll admit. They're playing much, much better footy now, but still. That's what Cleary can do against any side in the comp.
Certainly can. So, in your view, DCE loses out to Cleary?
Yeah, Cash, I think if Cash is not an option, Cleary's the play. A lot of the top guys will have traded him out, you know, once he got hurt and was going to be missing a lot of time and probably don't have the trades or cash to get him back in. So, it could be a semi-pod move. But, you know, if Cash is a consideration, which we know it is, everybody's strapped at the moment, then, yeah, DC is not a bad plan B.
Going to throw up another name here, mate.
If you Drew say Dearden.
You never know. Drew Hutchison.
Yeah, what about him?
I just wanted a confused reaction. Okay. Because I'm looking at Nathan Cleary's traded out. So people that have traded out Nathan Cleary for
Four drivers.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. One whole person.
So it's probably you 3 years ago with who do I bring in with my last trade because my season's done?
Mate, you know what? It's one of those years where we laugh about it and then Hutchison will go out and put 200 on the Dragons and Cleary will only put a measly 180.
Yeah.
This guy's absolutely laughing. But one of those things. Some guys trading him out to Jerome Hughes. So that's an interesting play to make this week, round 23. Check the team list's champion. All right, let's get into your side, Lakey.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, that's exactly right. This sums it up. Yeah. Absolutely.
I haven't even checked where you are comparatively to me, but I'll just assume we're equal footing.
Yeah,
what are we doing with your side?
I'm 5K at the moment after a bad week last week. But the conundrum I have is Brennan Smith missing this week, so I'm relying on Jaden Brayley as one of my 17. I've got Gus Madison and CHN on the bench in my second row, Jerome Hughes on the bench and halfback, and I've got one trade to fix one of these options. So guys like Madison and CHN and probably Hughes will not return. So I think those are the main areas that I need to focus on. What am I doing with my last trade? I got 300K in hand, 288 to be exact. Do I flick a Madison or a CHN to Harry Grant and bring the cheese down and play him as my third or fourth second row forward, or do I just wait a week and hope Cleary drops another, you know, 30, 40K and I can grab him for Jerome Hughes?
Looking at those hooker options and the fact that there's such a gap between the best and the rest, being Harry Grant, I just think that's the play to go. I know there's Nathan Cleary is who he is and, you know, he's million plus or was, but I don't know. I just see Harry Grant being a much less risky option. We did talk about the shoulder and, you know, it didn't look like it showed much on Cleary last week, but you just never know. And it's that kind of year where just the worst will happen. But I don't know. I kind of like the fact that that gives you a fourth option at second row. They're dropping like flies. So you move Brandon Smith down, theoretically out for a week, whatever. And then you immediately strengthen your hooker spot. And not only that, but then you also have Jaden Brayley there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the worst comes to worst. You've got a backup, solid backup. at that. So I don't know. I really like that move. I think everyone's gone with a guy like Cleary or focusing on that area, but Hooker is a spot where most of us are going to be carrying a solid enough player, if at all. And I think that's, you know, the difference between 40, 50 points on a good day between, you know, Brayley versus Harry Grant. So I don't know. I reckon you should do that. That move there, which means you should do the complete opposite and bring in Jake Granville.
Jake Granville. Yeah, okay. Is he still in the centres? He's killing it.
He certainly is. The Hampton-Granville convo has not been stopped.
Yes, I'd say they're dominating. What I was sort of leaning towards Harry Grant simply because of ownership numbers. Nathan Cleary's still sitting at 26% of ownership. So I know a lot of those will be ghost sides or the like, but it's still high ownership. So anybody who I'm trying to catch up is still going to be running the same guy, whereas Harry Grant is closer to 12% ownership. So it's a lot bigger pod, not an outright pod, I'll admit, but a lot more pod-ish. And the problem with these two guys is they're such clear ahead of the next best in their position, where they'd say it's
I don't know the Cleary is. I mean, we've talked about DCE. I mean, compared to who you've got in there now, yes.
Yes. Well, I've got Jerome Hughes and Sam Walker. So if I'm getting Harry Grant, I'm relying on Sam Walker for the...
Who I reckon you could rely on this rest. Week. They've been patchy, but, you know, against the Dragon side, daytime game and all that, surely the Chooks rack up a score.
Yeah, what
I don't know. So I think on a good week for you this week, holding on to Walker and bringing in Grant is going to be the a net positive for you compared to some of those options. I don't know. I just think you can have the backup for this week. And you got, hopefully, Jerome Hughes back on deck from next week, but it was a pretty nasty one.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got good coverage there. So, I don't know. I kind of like that. Grant play too much. So, what are you leaning towards? Or, you know what, is there any other random options? Maybe if Turbo's out, you
well, move him on. Again, Turbo out was going to throw another spanner in the works, but I could have, got whoever basically through dual position players, everyone with the exception of halfback, as it turns out. But the other consideration was second row forward, because the three guys I'm relying on at the moment are Dave Fifita, Kurt Capewell, and Sean Bloor.
Got to love a bit of Bloory. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with like Nofo all year. I'm stuck with who else? Tupanua for ages. I mean, yeah, they look painful now, but geez, got to love the green dot next
well,
to their name.
Well, I say I'm more than happy with Sean Bloor's 50 points at the moment, 50 points per game. So yeah, it's hard. It's a weird position we've gotten ourselves into, just hard trading throughout the year, and now we're. Shit's hit the fan and we've got, you know, no umbrella, but we're treading water and I've got one move to make. Do I make it this week and get out there? So anybody listening, flick us a comment. Tell me what we should do. We might put up a poll or something on the site Twitter and tell me. I'll be the people's team this week. You can tell me what I do.
Love it. I haven't seen anything out of Wenin, so I don't know how the people's team is treading, but they've got trades. We don't, so they should be flying. Absolutely. All right, to close spot out, Lake, I'm going to fire off some questions to you. You will hear this noise. What am I going to give you? 15 seconds. Okay. Question number one, who are you captaining this week?
Probably Turbo, if...
Don't care, yep. Just probably. Number two, who are you never bringing into your Supercoach side ever again after this year?
After this year? Oh, Jesus. I want to say Nofo. He's been awful.
I would have gone Tohu Harris just because I seem to break the man. So apologies to you, Tohu. Who's one SC Talk site contributor you want to beat at the end of this year?
I want to beat you all. There's not one.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't have a least favorite?
Oh, it's so hard, isn't it? I just close my eyes. I'll spin the dartboard and throw a dart, whoever it lands on. Who's at the top? I think Carlos is at the top of the ladder at the moment, so I want to catch him and overtake him.
Yeah, Stalzy's not going too bad. You see how he goes. Who would you rather be in the pub with, mate? Me when the Cowboys have just gotten flogged, or when he has just lost $500 in the pokies?
I've been with both of you on that occasion. Oh, mate. I'll take you. You seem to bounce back a bit quicker, more used to the losses.
Oh, I was going to yee-haw that. You know what? I have really no ideas. Where did Semisonic come from, mate? Please just, I've heard this 700 times. So I just don't really get it. Why do you still call yourself this?
It was just, so I've been married close to 10 years now. And one of the songs played at our wedding was Closing Time by Semisonic, the band. So the name just always stuck with me. I love the song. It was a big part of my life, obviously. So when I was signing up to the site, for some reason it was at the forefront of my mind. So just threw it out there.
One rule you'd change about Supercoach?
I think we need a utility position as opposed to having, what is it, the one fullback position. We can have a utility. So a guy like Pappenhausen who plays off the 14 in the Melbourne Storm system, but his actual fullback were trade, so we could have a third fullback running around.
Do you mean like a wild card?
A wild card, yeah. So, but yeah, it's a basically a...
So it's just going to be a third fullback for everyone?
It would be, but yeah.
There you go. And finally, is my NFL draft side better than yours?
Yeah, more than likely. I haven't seen who's in your side, but I never tend to do so well with the draft redrafts for whatever reason. So I think you flogged me last year, didn't you?
Oh, surely. I'm an absolute NFL aficionado, mate. Well, anytime.
Beginner's luck.
You're after some advice. There you go. That brings us to the end of a very unusual round 23 pod. It's where our seasons are sort of hanging on by a thread. We've got no trades left alive. We've got none. You've got one. Don't know whether you're going to use it. Use my sage advice and bring Harry Grant in, but I look forward to either being congratulated or told to never fucking help you again after this.
It'll bounce back and forth. I usually do both each week. So, yeah.
Certainly will. Well, it's all good stuff in Queensland here. Unfortunately, everyone down in Sydney and New South Wales and all that, they're struggling. But at the minute, you and I are in sunny Queensland. We've got a little bit to look forward to with the footy. Personally, I'm just happy it won't be the Cowboys every weekend disappointing me and I can just focus on finals footy. It's a good time of year.
It is.
Cricket season come back and all that. We've got to make a SC Talk pilgrimage to Suncorp before the year's out, before we're locked down again. So who knows? Season will be over soon. We can just go and enjoy it. So looking forward to that. Lakey, second last time or third last time potentially that I'll hear from you on the pod this year. Thank you very much for your time again. Good luck for this week and all the best for the run home.
Cheers, mate. You too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Raging.